Okay, we're on Yud-Tes Amud Beis, finishing off the Braisa over here, about 12 lines up or so. Rebbe Elazar, the Rebbe Shimon Oimer, maybe Adam Toidosoi Bechag Hasukois. The person's allowed to bring his Toida on Chag Hasukois. Okay, that's a quote of the Braisa. Amos, what time is that? Yeah, meaning which day? Elaim, if you want to suggest on Choloshel Moed Hainu Tanakamus, saying the same thing as Tanakamus, so that can't be. Yeah, Ella be Yom Tov. So here it's on Yom Tov, and he holds Ksava Nadarim and Nadavo is craving be Yom Tov. He holds that Nadarim and Nadavo is craving be Yom Tov. So you see over here, this is the opinion that is that holds you can bring Nadarim and Nadavo to Yom Tov, and now we have our Tanai. So Tanakama holds that Nadarim and Nadavo are not. We can't bring them on Yom Tov. And Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon holds that you can. Okay. Amayishna Chagasukos Anokat. So why did Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon, why do you specifically mention Chagasukos though? If we're trying to tell us that you can basically bring Nerim and Dovas on Yom Tov, just any Yom Tov. So Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon, Latayme. So he's coming to teach us something else. That Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon is going according to his reasoning to Tanya. Rabbi Shimon Oimer, this is a brisa which we saw in Rosh Hashanah. So that first you've got Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon Oimer, Lo Yomer Chagasukos. Don't say Chagasukos. Are about like eight lines from the bottom, or maybe six, seven. Okay. Rabbi Shimon says, why does it have to say at the end of Parshas Re'eh Chagasukos? Because it just went through all of the Chagim, right? And furthermore. Yeah, in the last paragraph, it's talking about Sukkos itself. So I can understand you're going to maybe want to repeat Chag Matzos and Chag Shavuos, right? But why Sukkos again? Shaboy Akosu Medaber. The parsha is talking about it. So Lama Ne'amar, why was it spoke out? Loimar is to say Shazer Acharon. This is the last. Of the series of the Chagim, meaning this is the end time of Baal Ta'achah, this is the last one, so therefore Pesach is going to be the first, so it's going to go Pesach, right, Shavuos, and Sukkos. So it goes, this is the sheet of Rabbi Shimon, L'Sidron. Okay, now, here this is what we want, and Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon Oimer. So he agrees with his father's kasha, and he says, why do you have to, you know, why does it say Sukkos again? It's like kind of redundant. Yeah, so why does it say Sukkos again? This is the maker and breaker of it. It's all dependent on Sukkos. So basically, as soon as you get to Sukkos, end the clock, cuts off. No more. You can't bring any more.
It's almost the opposite extreme. Yeah, so what happened in the first verse is that actually we have like two arguments.
Right.
In the Gabi Baal Tacha, we also have the three opinions of Baal Tacha.
Yeah, true. Yeah. There's the Kisidron. Right. Yeah, it means they have to be in order. But the ones we mentioned yesterday, which we didn't repeat today, they don't have to be in order. I mean, just any three. And now this one is that basically that Sukkos is nothing to do with three or whatever. It's all to do about Sukkos. Sukkos is the cut-off point. So if you make it a day after...
Shavuos. If you make a day after Shavuos, you've got to bring in Sukkos.
Right, yeah. If you made it a day after Sukkos, you got to the next Sukkos. Yeah, it's just whatever you make, it's just Sukkos is... Boom.
Sorry,
is it fine? Okay, great. Next point. So we're actually still in familiar territory over here. Now we're going back, we're in Chagiga. Yeah. V'yotzi ba mishum simcha. You can be yotzi, right, with this korban, we said, right, because of simcha, meaning shlomi simcha. V'ena yotzi ba mishum chagiga, but you can't be yotzi because you're shlomi chagiga. Right, on the chag, you've got to bring three korbanos, you've got to bring your, right, oilus re'iya, you've got to bring a shlomi simcha, and also you've got to bring a shlomi chagiga. And shlomi, okay, fine, so... Now, so you can't be yotzi chagiga, right? So chagiga, right? So Shlomi Simcha's got some special heterim, but chagiga is obviously, it says peshita. You can't be yotzi chagiga with this toda offering. Because it's a dover shebechoiva. It's something that's you're already obligated in. Who? The chol dover shebechoiva. Anything that you're obligated in, i.e. the chagiga, you're obligated to bring the chagiga. Ain't a bomb in a chulin. It can't come from chulin. You can't use money that is set aside for something else to use. You have to bring chulin. Which the example I like to use is like we know on for matanos le avionim, you can't give ma'isa money because you're obligated to give matanos le avionim. It's a chiyuv upon you, so you can't fulfill your chiyuv with ma'isa money. Maybe you can add it up to whatever, but you can't certain things that you have to use your own money. You can't do double mitzaz or whatever. Okay, so. Oh, so we're asking the cash. So what's pshat? Like, why? It's obvious. This is obvious. To answer the Gemara, lo tzricha. There is a chiddush over here. To afal gav, right? Even though the porish, when he said explicitly, kedabar minei, like he asked from him, Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan. Basically, when you see a question that Rabbi Lakish has Rabbi Yochanan. This is the following question. Ha'oimer, the one who says the following, he stipulates. So now, he says, Hare alai toida, I'm going to bring a toida offering, yeah? The eitzi ba yedei chagiga. And I'm also going to be yotzi on my chagiga. Okay, so he's trying to over here, right, we know that the general rule is that, right, adava shebechulin, adava shebechulin, you can't be yotzi all you can only do with chulin. But over here, he's setting it to his terms, right? He's trying to set the terms of this. And we see that, I'm not sure if this is true, that this is what I thought, but we sometimes say in like, for example, certain things, the davar shebe mamon, yeah, a tanai can help. Right, certain things the Torah actually allows you to. For example, there is an opinion that holds that you can give someone a lot, you can sell something al tanai that there's no oinah, that you're not subject to oinah or something like that. There's certain rules. Sometimes you're allowed. There's a little bit of wiggle room if you kind of set it up in your fashion. So he this guy wants to set up the terms over here, and he says, you know what, I want to kind of like bring a chagiga. But this chagiga, I'm going to bring it with a toida over here. So, or alternative, similar case, hareini nazir. I'm going to be a nazir, right? So, and a nazir when he finishes his nazirus, he has to bring three korbanos whilst he's shaving his hair off. Yeah, but a galeach, right? And he's going to shave, but by the shaving process with the korbanos. Yeah, I mean, but I want to use my sheni money, which is not chulin money, right? So that's basically using your stock of money for matnas of yonim. Yeah, but he stipulates on the outset, right? And he created the naziris in such a fashion. Yeah, so can a person do that? Can he kind of set it up like that? Mao. So that was the shaila. So Amalei. So Rabbi Yochanan said back to him, to Reish Lakish, it's nador, going back to the first case, with regards to the toida, there's a nador, yeah? He's chayav a toida, okay? But, ve'eno yoytzi, but he's not yoytzi because of his chagiga. Yeah, it doesn't work. Yeah, basically this stipulation doesn't work because you've got to bring your chagiga from chulin, and this is toida, it's not chulin. Also, he's a nazir. He basically became a nazir. So Rashi speaks out because over here is let's look at Rashi on three lines down. It says nazir ve'enu megaleach, yeah, mimois ma'isa ela min achulin. He's gonna have to use his own personal bank account. The kiven de omar, since he said hare alai, right? I'm chayav, right? Hare alai is nischayav is chayav over here to amira legvoya, that when a person says that he's going to do something for hekdesh, is kemesira lehejo, is like he actually made a kinyan with a layman. Basically, we have this thing that once you say, sometimes when you say something, yes, yeah, as if you did it, yeah. So it's like once you gave a present. You can't make stipulations. You gave it already. You've got to make stipulations before you give the present, if you want to make it work, whatever. So over here, basically, as soon as he said what he said, game over. Yeah, v'chi hada omar, and when he says now, almanas, yeah, it puts a condition after the fact, yeah, it's lav milsi, because he's as good as done. Okay, so that was over here, that we see there is actually a havamina, there may be a way to kind of bypass the rule of the, you sometimes, even though that we know that you can, a korban, you can only bring from chulin, maybe you thought like Reish Lakish, and there's a way to kind of like bypass it. Yeah, Kmashulan, not. Okay, this is a related story. How Gavra, this guy, the Omalahu, he said, Havu le arba me'er zuzi leploini. Right? Give this guy 400 zuz, 400 coins, right? Ulinsiv brati, and he can marry my daughter. Okay, that was his statement. Now, this guy was on his deathbed, and so a person on his deathbed has certain kinyonim, that he basically, a dibor of his can make kinyonim. It's a special koach that Chomim gave to him, matneshchi mira. And so basically, what's the din? Yeah, so Amara Papa, Arba Meir Shokil, the guy, the recipient over here, which was, yeah, he can take the 400 zuz. Now, and with regards to the daughter, yeah, Ubrate, his daughter, e bo'i nosiv, if he wants to marry her, yeah, he can. And e bo'i lo nosiv, and if he doesn't want to marry her, he doesn't have to. Meaning he's not obligated, right? The money is his, yeah? With regards to the marrying the daughter, fine, so whatever he wants. Oh, so speaks out the Gemara, though. Timer, the reason is because he said it in this way. Havulei ulnosiv. He said, first give to him the money, and then he said, and then mentioned the stipulation of marriage. Yeah. About e omar, if he would have said, linsiv marry, yeah, vahavulei, and then give to him on condition that he, right? Yeah. E nosiv, shokil. If he would marry her, he can take. Yeah. V'e lo nosiv, lo shakil, and if he doesn't marry her, he can't take. Okay, now just finishing off this, just a little bit, which is kind of just going back to the previous thing that we said between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish, yeah, with the case of the person says, I'm going to bring a toda and I'm going to use it for my chagiga, or I'm going to be a nazir, I'm going to use my sashenim, money for my korbanos. So Yosef Marema, but ka'amah lahash maisa. He was saying this limud over, yeah. Mishmeidu nafshei, in his right. He wasn't saying without any names. He wasn't saying that Reish Lakish asked a question to Rabbi Yochanan, like we had on the bottom of the amud. Wasn't brought in that format. It was just said. He's just saying, you know, somebody who says the following. This is the halacha. So Amalei Ravina Lameima. Ravina said to Lameima, yeah, aton. That means you guys. Hachi thusly masnisu la. You taught it, yeah, comma. Onon, we could have bought it, like he asked Minei from him, Reish Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan, Masniyanan law. We teach it. Basically, we have it in the question and answer form rather than just a straight out statement. Okay, we'll stop here.